This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Kick them out at Second Call Defense. If you were to look at all the new gun ban laws that are being proposed, everything that they are proposing, the anti-gun Democrats, and applied them universally back, say, 10 years ago, you would discover one thing that is startling. Not one mass shooting would have been prevented. Not one. Not one life would have been saved. Not one of these new laws would have stopped the shooting in Orlando, Florida, by a radical Islamist. So for all of the yelling and screaming and sit-ins and filibusters, it all comes down to one thing for Democrats. Never let a good tragedy go to waste. As a gun owner, when I see people proposing laws because of a tragedy that would not have had any effect on that particular event, and what they're trying to do is restrict me, that angers me. I have to ask myself, why would they do this? So it has to be like this. Let's say a guy killed his mother so he could steal her car. Then he drove the car into a school, killing a bunch of little kids. Democrat solution here would be to pass a law that cars would have stronger brakes. You know, to prevent further tragedies for the children. The NRA would favor having someone shoot the driver of the car before he crashed the car into the school, thus saving all the children's lives. With 1.8 million people on the terror watch list and the fact that the Orlando shooter was taken off the list, I have to ask, what do you have to do to get on the list and stay on the list? Because this is what this guy did. He told his co-workers that he wanted to become a suicide bomber. He had a friend from his house of worship tell the FBI that he said he wanted to join ISIS. He traveled to Saudi Arabia for unknown reasons, but someone else paid for the trip. And he had a gun dealer report to the FBI for suspicious activity when he was trying to buy a gun. Now, all of this was known to the FBI about this particular cat, and he was still not on the current list. So if you're more dangerous, if you're so dangerous that you're more of a danger than the Orlando shooter, and the Democrats argue you should be stripped of your constitutional rights, why aren't you in jail? Why aren't you being shot at? Now, it seems that the people in charge are not taking any of this seriously. Laws that strip citizens of their constitutional rights are useless when they're not doing anything to prevent shootings and killings. When terrorists who confess their plans are let loose, and when surveillance is taken off of them, who's to blame for that? It isn't the NRA. So here's this for the lefties, and I say this with all sincerity. We are not going to let you strip us of our rights for laws that do nothing to prevent violence or shootings. We're not going to let you blame us for the failures of the FBI. we're not going to stand by and let you have this list where we have all of these supposedly dangerous people that you don't want to buy guns, but they're so dangerous they can't buy guns, but they're still allowed to walk around and travel. Maybe they already own guns. Are they allowed to keep those? You want to know how the Orlando shooter got off the terrorist list? He told the FBI his co-workers hated him because he was Muslim and that he was the victim here. And the FBI said, wow, then we had better let you go, you poor harassed and wrongly accused individual Muslim guy. And that's how he got off the list. Media and Democrats, of course, now blame the NRA somehow for this, too. So why do all of this? Why would you push a meaningless law? Because Pantsuit is the first Democrat candidate for president who has banning guns as part of her agenda. All of this is about helping her get elected. It's all about the theater of it all. I'd call this the comedy club. If the damage they were trying to do to our society were not so serious. It has been said before that if you cannot be trusted to buy a gun, that you should not be allowed to walk around in society without a custodian. And for those out there that would say, well, Bill, you know, that sounds awfully harsh. Well, I hate to tell you this, but that's the truth. If you cannot be trusted with a gun, you can't be trusted to walk the streets. Now, the people that are prohibited about owning a gun, when it comes to owning a gun, are, you know, a lot of them are not, shouldn't be on any list at all. They can't balance their checkbook in the case of veterans. In the case of a bunch of other people, they can't, you know, they just, they also have a fiduciary. They're saying that if you have a fiduciary, if somebody has to handle this this process for you or that process or this affair or that affair, that you can't buy a gun. Can you get him to hold through the break because we're coming up on break and I don't know.
Yep.
Okay. So we'll get to that after the break. But that's true. There's not one law that they have that they proposed in the last 10 years, and there's not one law that they have proposed recently that would have stopped anything in the last 10 years. And that should be a little, it should be startling for everybody to realize that I go with the data. If the data supported some of these things that they want to do, I'd have to take a serious look at it, but it doesn't. It does not. And I don't want to see some bought and paid for study by Bloomberg from the Johns Hopkins Institute where he's giving them $2 billion. I don't want to see that. Somebody like Robert Gaius, who nobody's ever heard of. He's just a statistician out there. He corroborates what Lott has done. He corroborates what Kleck has done. CDC, 2013, came out with their report that Obama commissioned them to do. And came out and said, hey, citizens with guns are pretty good for the society. And they actually upped the ante and said, hey, people use guns 3 million times a year to stop crimes. So, all that being considered, why are they proposing things that they know are not going to change anything? So, the answer's out there. The answer's already, everybody already knows the answer. Everybody already knows the answer. So they've let it slip before. They've let it slip before. They don't trust you with a gun. They don't want you to have the capability of saying no. And that is, you know, that's a big hassle for them. That is a big hassle for them. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to go to the phones. We're going to go see Tom in Baltimore. I'd like to hear from Baltimore, see how they're doing. And then we're going to move on because we've got a ditty from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. We're going to throw it.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Back. Coming to you live from the Crawl Through Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Check them out. I don't want to get too much into that. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore, who's been patiently holding. Tom, thank you very much for holding. If I may ask, how are you getting the show? Because I don't have a radio station in Baltimore.
I'm getting it over the internet.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, I've got you on the phone right now, obviously. But, yes, you know, you've got that listen line. I was online on your site a couple months ago. I told you that GCN had your number screwed up with another podcast.
Okay.
This noted tonight that Viper Security has you on a banned list. So somebody's not happy with your show, Big Daddy.
Viper Security.
Yes. When I hang up, I'm going to try to put in a ticket saying that it's not a site that is virus-filled and a danger, and I don't know if one ticket will cause them to change the whole system. It certainly will change my system, but it's something that you might want to look into as well.
I think again, I will do that. Thank you.
You know, the truth that you put out there is simply unpopular. And by the way, you said that Kesha said that it's time for gun control.
Who said this?
Did you say that the little girl, Kesha, the singer, said it's
Keisha,
time for gun
Keisha,
control?
Keisha, yeah.
Keisha, is that how you pronounce that? Yeah, she was a little puppy girl, and actually I saw a picture of her lately. She's grown into a rather decent-looking woman. What is she offering up for trade if we give up our AR-15s?
She's like any other person that's out there calling for this. She lives in a world where she is surrounded by guns and protected by guns, but nobody else needs them. So, you know.
Listen, you know, if she wants to offer up, you know, something in trade, I'll gladly give up my AR-15. You know, if all of these liberals would decide to offer up in trade, close down abortion clinic, I bet you they get a lot of AR-15s off the street, but you won't see that happen. And by the way, if you come for my guns, my first choice in defense is not going to be my AR-15. You'll wish I would have shot you with my AR-15. I'm going to be using a rifle that removes body parts and ends you real quick with one shot. I'm not going to need more than one. So they seem to forget that. You know, it's a souped-up supersonic 22, really. Actually to injure in the battlefield.
Tom, the reason they want to ban these is because they want us to get used to banning things.
Sure.
If they could ban this, then the next first, if they ban this, first of all, there's going to be no discernible change. No discernible change at all in crime. So then they'll have to say, well, that first ban didn't work, so we've got to ban this. Now, if they did ban it, the other thing that would happen is they would have to ban it based upon certain characteristics, and the gun companies would just do what they did in 1994 and just get rid of those characteristics. No more bayonets for you, Tom. So,
that put a lot of us in crisis who were in law enforcement in 94 because we took an oath that we weren't going to break, and we had a decision to make. Were we going to leave the profession, or were we going to stay and act like double agents protecting people's rights? Because, you know, thou shalt not, or you shall not infringe. You know, it's inviolate in my mind. It's certainly not written in Chinese. We know what it says. We know what it means. We don't need the Supreme Court to interpret it for us. But, you know, this goes back, Bill, to people having a disdain for the Magna Carta, which our Constitution really is a spinoff of, you know, simply saying that what has been true for all eternity is still true, you know, and that's the simple common law. But they want to legislate everything with statutes. And you notice the left always talks about this forward progression. We're moving forward. When in fact, if you're true to the Constitution, you should want to keep it simple as the founders intended, as the folks who drew up the Magna Carta intended. And that's the difference. And I don't think you're going to ever find common ground. We're going to have to do something. I'd like to see something very peaceful happen, like a good divorce, where we say, look, we're never going to agree on these things. We don't kill babies. We believe in protecting ourselves and self-responsibility. You go your way. Let's split the country up and live in peace. And that would be the simple way to do it, in my mind.
Well, two Americas. I've often said that we're going to have that anyway. And we basically have that now. It's just they have these blue islands out in the middle of, normal America. And they always want to move out of these blue places when they're horrible, but they and move somewhere where it's red, but then they want to change it back to blue. They're like a virus.
Right. And they're going to take care of us, of course. You know, they're going to legislate themselves all the power in the world, and we'll all be in our little cubes, our little cages. We'll be in bondage of what we'll be in. And that's what certain people, I think, would like nothing more than.
Well, they want to. It has been postulated, and I can't remember who it was. It was Violence Policy Center or the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. I always get those two confused. And one of them let it slip that in order for the progressive agenda to go forward, they would have to disarm America. And that's where this whole impetus comes. They want to do. And it all comes down to money. I mean, if they disarmed us, guess what? We'll have climate credit as a new, we'll have to start paying to pollute. Everything will go through the roof and we'll be all subservient to the government. We'll all be wards of the government. We'll be like the lower class of California, because they've only got two classes in California, the welfare class and the billionaires. There is no middle class in California. So
all you have to do is watch some of these shows with all of the different type of law enforcement they have. Now they've got natural resources, they've got agriculture police, the green police, you name it, and they're just violating people's rights left and right, no pun intended. They're just everywhere, enforcing everything that you can imagine. In fact, there's a book written called Three Felonies a Day, basically postulating, and with good reason, that...
I tell you what, I want you to finish what you're saying, but we're coming up on the next break, and it's going to blast me in just a second just because of things that I've changed. So let me put you back on hold, and then
All right. You
can finish your thought on the other side. You hang on right there. Yeah. They want, this is why I say at the end of the show every day, it's not about gun control. It's never been about gun control. It's about total control. Always been. We'll be right back. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Looking for an edge.
Eliminating the pulse. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapon modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, This book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system.
Oh, that was nice. Check them out at Second Call Defense. Let's go back to the phones. I don't even know why that happened. I love computers, Ben. Back to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, go ahead and finish your point since I've got computer issues on my end.
Yes, sir. I know computer issues.
Yeah.
I was mentioning the book, I can't remember who authored it, called Three Felonies a Day, which confirms what I and some of my colleagues had suspected for some time, and that is the old adage that ignorance of the law is no excuse doesn't apply any longer, because there are so many statutes, ordinances. By the way, ordinances are not law. I'm not telling people not to obey them because they're treated like law. Statutes, well, they're questionable at best. And again, this is getting away from what really should be the basis, the only basis when it comes to the government involving themselves in our lives when it comes to crime, and that is how we're getting away from common law. You know, common law really is something that you can't really make any better. It's the best that we've been able to come up with. It's about relationships. It's not about trying to perfect nature's, God's basic laws. And it's simple, and people can understand it. When it comes to civil law or city law, you know, people, a lot times. Don't understand because it doesn't make sense. And it's unnecessary. But if you want to control people, you're right. It's very handy. And that's a real problem. You know, we're getting away from the system. It's a shame that people don't understand just what an excellent system we have. You know, why are they debating about these gun laws on a federal level? It's not a federal issue. If anything, it's a state issue. And at the state level, it should only be an issue when someone takes away someone else's rights. And then they're limited there. But it's not a federal issue at all. But these politicians, and, you know, I'll give them this. I don't think they realize just how far off base they are and how wrong they are and how outside of the law they are in doing what they're doing. I think some of them, probably most of them, believe they're doing a good thing because they're ignorant. They don't understand what this country was founded on. And you know, even the president, I even hate to say that about this guy. But
here's what I will say to that, Tom. Okay, let me just say this. That kind, if you're going to get out there and you're going to start snatching rights, I mean, even Obama, that guy, has said, and he called it the paper. He said, look, I know the Second Amendment's there. It's on the paper. So he knows it's there. And if they're going to get out and snatch Second Amendment rights away, and there's no clear indices to the fact that what they're going to do is going to save lives or stop crime or stop killings or stop shootings, and they know that it's not going to do any of this, and yet they pass it anyway to impede me, even if they're ignorant of the collateral effect to it, they're just as evil.
I'm not making any excuse to them by saying that they're ignorant of it. I just think that they're that ignorant, and certainly we cannot let that be an excuse for saying, okay, it's just what this country has devolved to. Obama says, and he's been quoted as saying, you know, the Constitution is merely a charter of negative liberties. Yes, sir, absolutely it is. And either he's stupid and doesn't understand that that's a good thing, or he's, you know, brilliantly clever like a fox and knows exactly what he's talking about, and I'm not sure which it is, and sincerely wants to change those things. You know, he believes that changing the Constitution so that he's freer to do things for the American people, to help them, as he says, is a good thing. It's not a good thing. You know, our founders were not stupid. They knew exactly what they were doing, constraining the federal government's reach. And if people understood, you know, that a charter of negative liberties is not a negative thing, but a very positive thing, I think they'd be in a better position to make better decisions. But our politicians are not educated in the basics of what this country was founded on. You know, and I'll leave you with this. You know, you hear people all the time saying, get out to vote, you know, vote, vote, vote. You never hear anybody say, educate yourself about what these people stand for, and then go out and vote. Who wants a bunch of idiots going out to vote?
Well, you know, that Brexit vote that just happened, I have been laughing about that because the people who voted to leave knew exactly what they were doing. And the people that didn't show up, they're now claiming they would not have voted to leave, but they didn't bother to vote at all. That just makes me laugh. So, yes, I fully agree with being an educated voter, because that makes you a very dangerous individual, and I wish more people were. I want to listen. Thanks for taking the time to call and staying on hold and everything, and thanks for the heads up about Viper.
Hey, Bill?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let me say one more thing. You know, rights don't exist in a vacuum. You know, they carry corollary responsibilities from all of us, and that is keeping up with what's going on in government and understanding that, you know, we all have a personal responsibility to ensure that we keep the type of government that we were given.
Nothing truer than that, Tom. Nothing truer than that.
Good day, sir.
Good. Good day. Stay safe in Baltimore, which has got to be a chore. That's got to be a chore. We'll get to the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership in the next segment. I don't have enough time to go into it. But there is a new FBI report out there that sort of goes against, well, everybody. New report from the FBI shows that as gun sales reach all-time highs, violent crime rates continue to drop. This was published actually in November of last year. And I have talked about it before, but it's nice to refer to it because, you know, if you were listening to the talking heads at MSNBC, which I don't recommend to anybody, Americans are gun fanatics with an oozing bloodlust that hinders progress at every turn. So as these gun sales continue to climb and more guns are being sold in America, the left is disgusted by the American thorough rejection of their illogically conceived principle that guns create more violence. So in reality, the exact opposite is true. And like I said, more data. This data just keeps building up year after year after year. Robberies went down 5.6% from the 2013 estimate, 11.7% from the 2010 estimate. The figures of 2014 represent a 22% decrease from the 2005 estimate. We don't have a crime problem here. We have an Islamic problem, we have a Democrat problem, and we have a bunch of people wanting to take our freedoms from us. That's the big problem. It's not the other way around. It's not about the guns. Oh, no. And the FBI just corroborated it. We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
All right, Matt. Coming to you live from the Thought Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number, get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show, and let's see what happens when I do this. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. Join me. Walk with people that are going to take care of the thing that you may need more help with than you can imagine. Coming from the desk of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, we get this. Another mass shooting in America. This is what the politically correct media and politicians are saying. They don't want to admit that a terrorist attack is much more than a mass shooting. They refuse to see that hate based on race, religion, sexual preference, or political belief has nothing to do with the weapons used to inflict that hate on innocent people. They ignore the fact that the policies they propose will not change the worldwide war ISIS is waging on everyone who does not believe exactly as they do, to include other Muslims. Now, doctors are some very educated professionals here in America today. And despite that, the American Academy of Pediatrics has used this tragic act of terror to promote its mindless anti-gun rights propaganda, which, quite honestly, I don't even know why they're getting in the middle of this. But they released a statement regarding Orlando, and in two short paragraphs, AAP leaders Bernard P. Dreyer and Karen Remley use most of it just to condemn gun violence once more, which, you know, who doesn't? Only near the end of Dr. Dreyer's statement does he even mention that the attack was directed toward the LGBT community. It's not until his last two sentences that he expresses any empathy for the victims and their families. Remley hits gun violence early on and ends up by speaking of overcoming the bitter intolerance that gives root to these terrible acts. That's going to take some gun violence. Doc, I hate to put it to you this way. And this is one thing about doctors, okay? And nothing against you, Dr. John, or any of the people at the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Doctors are specialized, you know, they specialize in most cases with doing things that are kind and humanitarian. And when you're dealing with a bunch of ISIS events, this is going to take people that specialize in causing trauma. So that's going to be some gun violence. It's, you know, that's how you overcome the bitter intolerance. This willful blindness, is typical of organized medicine's response to tragedies like this. They ignore the real problems and focus on a tool that some
Certainly not all violent perpetrators choose to carry out their evil designs. If we did this, okay, if we did this. Now, does anybody out there believe that all doctors are created equal or practice equal or totally above making a mistake? I mean, I know they're human. I've had some of the best working on me. I know some of the best. And still, due to medical misadventure, which probably has a whole lot to do with the fact of our deplorable state of America today, that we have to go to the doctor as often as we do, but people dying from medical misadventure dwarfs crime, dwarfs it. It's in the six figures. I mean, it's up there with heart disease and cancer. It's third, and it's a lot. It is a lot of people dying, well over 120, 160,000, I think. So, should we be looking at the medical community and asking them, maybe you could stop sewing up all of these sharp things in people, or something like that. While they were talking about the tool, the good doctor, what's his name? What's his cat's name? Remley. They never made any mention of their connection to ISIS or his reference to the Boston Marathon bombers. And if these had been included, then they would have had to admit that these terrorists kill any way they possibly can. They would have had to acknowledge that terrorists kill regardless of any policies that restrict law-abiding Americans from defending themselves. One of the things about shooting, the reason terrorists shoot people is that they look upon the beheading as something noble. Shooting somebody is like shooting a dog for them. Shooting is like an insult for them. So when they're out here shooting a bunch of people, they're doing this with other, there's other motivations behind that besides killing, although it's killing is front and center. Most of the mass murders committed in the U.S. in the past 50 years were committed where Americans are restricted from defending themselves against those who ignore those restrictions. Leaders of organized medicine ignore this, even though they exist in one big soft target most of the time. The AAP is not the only medical organization speaking out against our rights and advocating for gun-free zones. An AMA reference committee recently debated a resolution to advocate that hospitals and other healthcare delivery settings restrict guns and tasers on their premises. The only problem with that is that they don't have anybody there to enforce that. At the hospital where I was at, when I had the heart attack, when I had the open heart surgery, they had police officers there. In the emergency room, they had metal detectors. But in the general entrances to the hospital, which were wide open, there was nobody there. And they had people on premise. But a hospital is a big place. It's a big place. And you know what? That would take minutes to get to them. So while they're advocating for these places to be gun-free, there's no way for them to actually make that happen. Christian Alexander Peen, MD, who spoke on behalf of the Minority Affairs Section, testified that his brother was tased and shot in the chest by security officers in his hospital room. The incident concerning his brother didn't happen in an emergency, in an ED or psychiatric unit in concerned trained police officers who were also employed as hospital security personnel. Dr. Peen would have hospitals and other healthcare facilities completely disarmed in places where patients, staff, and physicians are frequently in danger. To support this resolution, Dionne Hart, MD, used the example of her work in a federal prison. I work in a federal prison, so I am considered a law enforcement officer. However, we do not have weapons. Somehow, we are able to work and function in an environment with dangerous people that clearly outnumber the staff. You make it sound like you're doing something to keep that from happening. This is incredibly unrealistic of her and her situation where security is at its highest. She ignores the fact that although she is not armed, that while they may kill her and dismember her, they're not getting out of there. There's bars and locked doors and many guards and plenty of guns. So I would like to see doctors. Now, the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, I know why they exist. They exist to counter There's a lot of people that look at these doctors and say, well, they're very highly educated individuals, so they must know better. And when you've got a bunch of highly educated individuals like Dr. Jonna Dean and Timothy Wheeler and some of these other cats saying the opposite of what these other people are saying, that's a counter to the argument. That's why they exist, I think. Gun-free zones aren't gun-free. They are defense-free. They are defense-free. Terrorists and criminals use every advantage they get, can get to kill more innocents before dying themselves. They know they're going to die. So they're going to kill until they do. And if you're in a, proximity where you are gun-free, then you are defense-free. Don't make any mistake about this. Don't make it. It is not worth your time, and it's certainly not worth your life. I think some of these doctors should concentrate on their specialty. My specialty when I was in the military was to kill things and blow things up, just like his, Raven in there. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. Is Big Polly in there? I don't see him. Maybe if I were to move things around a little bit, I can't even find my cursor. We specialize in blowing things up. And we were, you know, I was pretty good at what I did. And I would never take it upon myself to tell a doctor how to do his job. And for a doctor to get out here and describe, while we have this FBI data that just got released, that things are great. Things are going down. We're more civilized than everything else. And say that this needs to be done and that needs to be done. Concentrate on your job, would you? Would you? Let us worry about what needs to be blown up. We'll take care of that. You take care of putting it together. We'll be right back.
American-made, born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.